Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. This is milestone episode 77.
Double sevens.
Not 007.
Bond.
Double nickel plus 22.
James Bond.
That makes sense. That's a shortened version of that.
Indeed. Well, guys, it's time for another episode here in the graveyard. I hope you're as excited as I am. It's about to be a big night. Y'all been doing anything fun lately?
I can say that I had
yes.
A good early
we'll talk
part
more
of the week.
We'll talk more about that in a minute.
No.
It was a lot of fun doing Andrew's planning with him.
Yeah, we appreciate Andrew coming on the podcast. Hope you all enjoyed that. Those episodes from last week, and I talked to Andrew the other day. He got pretty much all the fast passes he had hoped for. Didn't have any luck getting the Flight of Passage fast pass, but pretty much everything else
was That's great.
As we had planned for him. So,
like we've done this a time or two or something.
Well, guys, let's just jump right into this big bag of treats. It is Monday, September 24th, and Derek is here to share with us his recent
Before you get into that, what did you say the date was?
Monday.
Uh-huh. After that?
September 24th.
Which is?
It's a Monday, Craig.
It is what?
It
Monday fun day?
It is yes. Matthew Dotson's
birthday. Oh, yeah.
That's why it's fun day. It's Matthew's birthday.
You know. Did y'all get off work today? Did they call work off?
Yeah, we took off work.
It is a national holiday.
Yeah. Right? And can't you tell how we got the room decorated with all the balloons?
I mean, I didn't even go into work today. I just assumed they called it off.
Yeah. So. Well, I think they called and said, don't come to work anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
That's a difference. Derek.
Happy birthday, by the way, man.
Thank you very much. Derek, speaking of birthday presents, why don't you share with us.
Birthday presents.
Why don't you share with us in about 17 minutes. We won't interrupt you. We won't ask questions. I want you to just talk for the next 17 minutes about your recent trip.
I don't think people want to hear me.
What if instead we just go on the marathon and he gives us minute by minute of his whole trip?
Oh, yes.
Hey, I couldn't do it because my notes aren't that good.
Well, start us where you started.
Tell us the details to begin with. What were the dates? Where did you stay?
Well, and let's back up just a little bit and say, how far in advance did you plan this, Derek?
This trip was booked on August 20th. For September the 16th.
Hey, when you called to reserve, did you say book it?
Well,
hey,
when I clicked
on Disney, book it.
Hey, when I clicked on the buttons on the website, I did that.
You shouted it out.
I did, yeah. As I was clicking.
And you actually had planned on even August the 20th to go even sooner, didn't you? But you had to push it back a little bit.
I did on the I actually booked a trip on August 19th for the week prior.
So you left out, what morning was that?
We left out on the 16th, so that was Sunday.
Sunday
this
morning.
This past Sunday, or actually two Sundays ago. And we stayed until Wednesday, left the resort about 6 in the evening on Wednesday. So we had a pretty full day on Wednesday.
What time did you fly out of B&A?
B&A, we departed at 6:20, I believe was our flight, something like that. It wasn't the 5 a.m. flight that we had in July.
And this would be you, your wife, and Boone, how old is he?
He is two.
2 years old.
And approximately 35 inches tall. We landed. We wound up leaving the airport about 10 a.m. and arrived at our resort, which was Art of Animation, at 10:30. We were on a bus to Epcot by 10:45.
Wow.
Nice.
At Epcot by 11:05. And, of course, the number one stop when you are late for rope drop but still need something to do is Club Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Tried everything but the Beverly again.
Does Boone already know not to try the Beverly?
I don't know. He's just now started to want soft drinks.
Okay.
And he kind of makes a face when he has them, but he wants more because of the carbonation in them.
Yeah.
He's not had a whole lot of carbonation before. But after Club Cool, we just kind of went to see the fish in the Seas Pavilion for a little bit. Because our first Fast Pass wasn't until almost 12. We were trying to stay close to the front of the park because it was for Spaceship Earth.
Right.
So then after that, we went to Spaceship Earth.
So you make a few stops at the Food and Wine Festival?
We did. I don't remember exactly what all we tried. I put it on Twitter.
Any standouts that you tried?
Honestly, I don't think there was really.
Hmm.
It was just, some of it was okay. We had the filet and the cheddar cheese soup is always good.
Yeah.
The filet was not. Then we had a frozen Fast Pass, met Mexican Donald, rode Grand Fiesta, and then we took the boat over to Hollywood Studios. So pretty quiet afternoon.
Yeah, nice mellow. What'd you do over at Hollywood?
So we got over to Hollywood about 5:30 because I wanted Rachel to see Toy Story Land at night.
Yeah.
So we got to do Tower of Terror with a Fast Pass. And then I rode at Rider Swap. We ate at Woody's. Woody's is quite disappointing.
Yeah. Overall, I had the portal punch, but overall, from what I've heard, is not...
That's my most recommended thing.
Like the food itself, the setup itself is just not well done. And
I had a kid, the Rachel had the adult grilled cheese, and she shared that with Boone. And I had the child's turkey sandwich. And I still say the turkey sandwich is the best sandwich they have there.
Yeah.
And it's a cold sandwich.
It's a turkey sandwich, yeah.
So I'm not real impressed.
Go down to the grocery
Woody.
Store and make one for yourself.
And then after we ate, that was probably getting close to 7 o'clock. But since Rachel hadn't been there before, I took Boone back to the room. And Rachel got to stay and enjoy Toy Story Land.
Yeah.
In which she did all three of the rides. She did Toy Story Mania, Slinky Dog, Aliens Twirling Saucers, did Slinky Dog Gideon, and Toy Story Mania. So she did, after about 7 o'clock, she was able to do 5 rides. And I think she said about the most she waited was 30 minutes or so in Slinky Dog.
Good.
So it was a good evening for her. And that, something I did want to point out was this time of year, there's very high humidity.
Yeah,
in
you mentioned
Central
that.
Florida. I'm not one of those people that doesn't sweat. I see those people and I'm quite envious. But it's like if I just walk outside, I'm going to sweat in that humidity. September is a great time for crowds, but poor time for
heat,
body sweat.
Yes. Ugh.
Lots of deodorant. Hey, here's a listing of what you said you partook of at the Food and Wine.
Oh, thanks.
So
he found it.
Just give us a few thoughts on these things.
Okay.
Of course, I see your emojis, what you thought, but you can now give it to us. Pancake milkshake.
What was in the emoji?
The emoji is a thumbs down.
It was a vanilla shake with maybe a little bit of maple syrup in it, pretty much, and it wasn't. You know, it was blah.
I'm just thinking batter as well.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It was just a vanilla shake with a little bit of maple syrup in it.
Okay. Scallops from W&D. You've got a broken heart.
Interesting.
That was the Wine and Dine. That was from the Wine and Dine studio.
Okay. Okay.
I expected it to be really good. And because I believe it had mushrooms and some stuff in it, and it just didn't mesh well together, I didn't think.
Okay.
The scallops were well done, but everything else on there was just...
What was that again?
Okay. And so I was heartbroken because it wasn't as good.
Next is butternut squash ravioli. You got a thumbs up.
That was very good. That was something that Rachel picked out. She's a fan of the ravioli, and it had just good flavors and tasted really good. That was probably my favorite thing I had.
I like ravioli, so I bet I would enjoy that too. Cheddar cheese soup, another thumbs up.
Of course, that was another thing that Rachel wanted. She we've had that before, and she really enjoyed
it. So far,
that,
Rachel has picked out all the good stuff.
Well, no, the butternut squash was on my list.
Okay.
And I just called it hers because I think we got two things from that booth or something.
Okay.
So I just let her primarily have that one.
Filet, broken heart.
Filet, again, broke my heart. It was stringy and meh. I thought it was a little overcooked, but not terribly so.
Where did you get that?
In Canada.
Okay.
At the Canada Pavilion.
And finally, you had listed the loaded mac and cheese with a jalapeno pepper.
Yes, it was quite hot. Disney said it was kid approved, which
would fire a kid up, huh?
Kind of surprised me. Boone did not like it, and so I was figuring, you know, Disney, they're not really known for flavoring things up spicy and stuff. So,
right.
So I was like, well, they say spicy, but Disney spicy is not spicy at all. But this was spicy, and it wasn't just spicy. It was spicy hot. Yes, that's day one. And like I said, I gave Rachel some alone time in Hollywood Studios at the Toy Story Land. So at the Toy Story Land.
Good for you.
Again, this is when I'll touch on the resort. That was a long walk to the Little Mermaid rooms.
Yeah, they're way away. So you
they are.
Stay
we were in building. We did. We were in building 9, which is the furthest building, and third floor. I didn't make any special request or anything. I just wanted to see what we got, mm-hmm. And it was.
So you learned you need to make a special request.
You
huh?
do. You need to request the
a family suite.
You need to request a family suite
in Lion King.
In the Lion King. Or
Nemo, or of course.
Anywhere other than...
Man, it is a long ways
it
away.
It was at least a 10-minute walk.
Are you closer to Pop Century than you are to...
No.
Okay.
You're not.
I've stayed in those Little Mermaid rooms. You can get to Magic Kingdom faster from the Contemporary than you can from Little Mermaid Room to the lobby of Art of Animation.
Wow.
Which you stayed there too, haven't you, Craig? Or you stayed in a family suite, didn't
I stayed in family suite, Lion King.
Oh, yeah. So later that afternoon, you finally made it back to your room after
that evening. Yes.
After it would take about an hour to get back there.
Walk. Yeah.
Yeah. It, okay.
And then,
did you not say that you are a DVC renter?
I did not. I did want to say that kids remember things, and I'll bring this up some more throughout the.
Is that just off
the days?
You just gonna mention it off the side that has nothing to do with the trip?
No,
Oh, okay.
Because as we're going through, we're taking our time. It did probably take us 25 minutes after we got off the bus to get back to the room, just because I was going slow and letting Boone look at everything, and we got to Zazu. He's in the Lion King area, and he said, he wanted to know who that was. I said, "That's Zazu." He says, "Not yet." Because from the song.
Yeah.
And like every time after that he saw him, he'd go, "Not yet." Every time.
Not yet.
That's good. Derek, just a side note, kids learn a lot of stuff too.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. I'm very mindful of what I say around him. Very mindful. So I get on to Rachel more than I do. Then she gets on to me about what we say in front of him. So
imagine that.
Take that for what it's worth, Rachel. All right, she's gonna love this.
So that night you're back in the room, just an easy night.
The 4-day hike.
Go
back
sleep
to the room
that night because kind of.
And I'm still on the room thing.
Okay.
The laundry. They have a laundry room at the Little Mermaid pool,
mm-hmm.
but it closes at 10 or 11. And the one in Nemo is open 24 hours. But again, it's a 10-minute walk to get up there. I'm like, I'm not carrying clothes up there.
What?
Because it's inside the pool.
Oh,
at the Little Mermaid area. Okay. I don't know.
I was trying to figure out.
I was just kind of disappointed in that. That
I was trying to figure out why on earth you would close a laundromat.
Yeah.
I don't know
why it has to be inside the pool, though. That's my beef with it.
They'll probably change that now that Disney's heard this.
They probably will. They should. So
that's what they should have done is they should have put the gondolas in to get you from the Art of Animation lobby to the Little Mermaid section.
You didn't hear it from me.
like I said, we've stayed there before, and I didn't remember it being that far, but it was forever.
All right, so easy night that night after that, just going to bed and... Because you got a big morning planned
the
next morning, right?
The next morning, we've got the early morning magic at Toy Story Land again.
Because, and just backtrack a little bit, you and I experienced Saturday Morning Magic without Matthew.
Thanks for reminding me that I wasn't there.
but we got to experience that over at Magic Kingdom and really, really loved it. So
we did.
You already had that in mind of kind of what that experience was before you went to this. So did that, how did they match up?
Do you want me to give the verdict before I tell you what
No. Tell us what you did first. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And we need to say, too, that they started this after we talked about this on Grim Grinning Guys.
Right.
Isn't that right, Matthew?
They did.
They
announced it like the day after we had recorded the episode.
Yes. So,
this is true.
So I think the studios guys are bugged. I think Disney is listening as we speak at this time.
They've tapped our phones. So, all right. So we get up early. We get on the bus about 7:11. So it starts at 7:30.
We go on the bus about 7:11.
Do you have a big gulp?
No, there's no about 7:11. It's either 7:11 or about 7. I mean, that was pretty specific.
It was.
I said specific.
Triceratops.
Specific.
Triceratops. But this is after. We get on the bus at 7:11 after I had tried to get a minivan 3 times.
Really?
Yes. And you get on the Lyft app and try to get one, and I did it three times.
Were they all taken, or
they didn't even show up on the map?
Interesting.
So we wound up getting there. We were at Hollywood Studios by 7:18. It is longer from the bus stop of Art of Animation at Hollywood Studios to the gate than it is anywhere inside of the studios to anywhere else.
Wow. Hey, at least once you're in there.
But then when you have to walk back to the bus stop at night, because it's the second bus stop. It's like bus stop 2.
Yeah.
So again, another reason not to stay at Art Animation, is that what you're saying?
Well, I guess so. But it was a long walk. But anyway, yeah, it was a 7-minute walk.
Wow.
I believe that's what our friend Josh timed it at from the
Art of Animation bus stop to the Hollywood Studios gate.
Wow.
So we were just a little bit late getting through security and all. We got to Toy Story Land at 7:32. About 7:32. So we were already a little late, so we weren't going to rush. And Buzz didn't have a long line, so we met Buzz. And then we met Woody and Jesse. I got to ride the Slinky Dog. Rachel, then we all three rode. Rachel had to go do a diaper change for Boone, not for Rachel.
Or for you, either one.
Or me. No, I was on the ride. So then we rode Swirling Saucers. And then...
6 times?
Rachel rode Slinky. I rode... We just kind of alternated... Yeah.
Now, Boone was a big fan of the Swirling Saucers.
He loved Swirling Saucers. He's just now starting to actually enjoy riding. I think before he just thought it was something, I don't know what he thought, but...
He thought it was a punishment or something.
It was.
Dragging me on this
thing. But now
he's
like, he gets mad when he has to get off of them, and we had to tell him that he has to share the ride because other families want to have fun.
Yeah.
So he understood that a little better. But I think we rode, what did I tweet?
You've got Craig? 6 times on Alien Swirling Saucers, 5 times on Slinky Dog, 1 time on Toy Story Mania.
Yes, we did Toy Story Mania at the very end before we went to try and get
And then
on.
You met Buzz, Woody, and Jesse.
At the very beginning, yep. So.
And then the breakfast.
And breakfast was, we actually went to Rock and Roller Coaster and got a rider swap for that, and we're going to ride that, but it broke down. So then we went to breakfast.
Where was breakfast?
ABC Commissary.
Okay. That's where we kind of figured it would be.
On the opposite side of the...
Right. Just around the building, really.
That seems about right where they would do a breakfast for that. You know, you wouldn't do it in Woody's Lunchbox. I mean, it just makes sense that's where they do it.
It still drives me nuts that it's not called Andy's Lunchbox.
Yes.
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense that it's called Woody's Lunchbox. It's Andy's size lunchbox.
Okay.
It doesn't go with the rest of the land. Sorry.
You did say here that you were very impressed with the breakfast. Your favorite was the chicken and donuts, though.
It was. It was very good chicken with a little bit of honey on top of them.
You said, how can you go wrong with fried?
Fried.
Because, yes, it was chicken with croissant donuts and sweet potato barrels.
And if you want a picture by picture of a lot of this stuff Derek is talking about, you can go to Grim Grinning Guys on Twitter, and you can see a lot of these pictures of what Derek has posted. It's at Grim Grin Guys, but you can see a lot of these pictures that Derek has been talking about of the breakfast and also his rankings and things like that.
Yeah.
And it was, again, it was the three, we got three of the five, like I said, and I think I tweeted that out. We didn't try the charcuterie or something else.
But because can you get as much as you want?
You can. Okay. It's all, it is unlimited.
So it is like,
and they have, a continental bar set up too with juice and, yeah, and fruit and, surprised and a few get pastries.
Surprised you can get the charcuterie.
Yeah, it had a lot of olives on there. I was like, yeah. I would get, I had enough olives in July, so.
Olives.
So, and I really enjoyed the chicken and donuts, so that was something I wanted to get again instead of getting something new. Mm-hmm. And the other two things, one was a Mexican dish, chilaquiles, and Craig is amazed how I just said
Did
that.
Did you just say something in Spanish?
It was okay. Kind of shredded tortilla chips with corn tortilla chips with stuff on top. It was 12 or 13 rides and three characters. If you don't meet characters, and if you could ride Slinky Dog probably 15 times if you wanted to. That part I enjoyed just because, again, and like we've talked about before, the newness factor of everything.
Right. But I didn't ask you this earlier. What was the price difference? What was the price of the...
It was $80 a person.
As opposed to 120.
As opposed to 70.
70, that's right. Yes. That's right. I'm thinking about the...
And I think it might have gone up too. Do you know, Matthew? Did it go up $5?
I don't think so.
It didn't. Okay.
Not that I've heard.
Just for the, probably for the total, it being new, I guess it would be worth it. And if you've not experienced it before,
mm-hmm,
I would say do it over the Magic Kingdom one. But if you've experienced Toy Story Land quite a bit, as a local or anything like that, I wouldn't do it.
And again, you have to have a park ticket for that as well.
Yeah, so if you've got an annual pass, I would rather do the Magic Kingdom one, I think,
mm-hmm,
than the Toy Story one, just because of, I think the breakfast was a little bit, I would give the nod to the Magic Kingdom one for breakfast, and then you've just got a lot more you can do as a family at Magic Kingdom. So,
well, and as far as your tour planning,
let me say for our family,
okay,
we could do a lot more now. Once Boone gets older and taller,
As far as your touring goes, probably it's a better benefit to the Magic Kingdom to get all that stuff taken out, you know, out of the way, and then moving on to everything else than it would be at Toy Story.
Yeah, so it's,
and who knows if they'll keep doing that once Galaxy's Edge opens up.
Who knows? It'll be, yeah. It's going to be Galaxy's Edge.
They could charge everything. Whatever. They could charge whatever they wanted to.
Yep.
I think they're planning on it with that hotel.
Yes. So after that, did you go over to Animal Kingdom after that?
We did.
Okay.
About 11:30, we got on out of there. After, it was pretty much, we had breakfast at the ABC Commissary. And actually, we took a boat. Took the boat over to Epcot so I could scan in for my annual pass, because you had to go 4 days in a row. You had to get 4 days at Epcot during Food and Wine to get your cutting board.
You didn't send us a picture of the cutting board. I think Josh had it on his.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to take away from Josh. So, and took a bus to Animal Kingdom. So we met over at Animal Kingdom. We met Mickey with a fast pass. Let Boone play at the Boneyard and Expedition Everest with the Fast Pass. Yes, did Navi River with the Fast Pass. And then about 3 o'clock, we went back to Art for an early day. Matthew's going to be disappointed that we went back to Art so early.
No, I think Art's a great resort.
So we were there that day and ate dinner there. And we had... I had some kind of mussel pasta that night.
How are the quick service mussels?
Not good. I'm guessing I do believe I'm slightly allergic to mussels.
Oh, okay. So.
That's not a
That's
good
thing.
That's
good to find out. Now, you had those where? From where?
At
the food court?
The food court. Okay. Landscape and Flavors.
Yeah.
Looks like your third day you kind of took it easy. Is that right?
We had a pool morning, yes.
Pool?
Matthew's kind of morning.
We did. I actually got in the pool.
Now, which of the pools did you get in at
Art Animation? We went to the Big Blue Pool.
In the Big Blue
Pool. And I was, you know, we've talked about the underwater music there.
Yes.
It's not as loud. It's hard to hear. I don't know that I expected it. I guess I was expecting it to be more rave-like.
Can you? It's an underwater place. Could you hear it all above the water?
No. But they had music playing above the water.
But under the water,
it wasn't Disney music.
Well,
it
I mean, was, but you do have water in your ears while you're under there.
Wait, they're not playing Disney music underwater at the Disney pool?
Not that I could tell. It was not.
It wasn't. Under the sea.
See, that's the thing with putting...
No, under, it was no words to it. It was just music.
Huh.
See, what kills me about that is, like, you still couldn't hear it clearly.
No.
I don't get why they do it.
Yeah.
Other than say, oh, we've got music
underwater.
And
I tried to go... I did it like towards the middle, and then I went to an edge trying to find a speaker, and I just couldn't find it.
There's this grown man floating around the pool.
Kids, please exit the water. There is a grown man lurching about.
So we had a good pool morning, and Boone loved it. He would go from the Big Blue Pool over to the splash area and back and forth. And
now, did you depart on this day? Was this the day you're leaving, or did you leave
No.
the day?
Oh,
okay,
no.
Okay, okay.
This is day three.
Them. Okay, all right.
Yes.
So you're heading over
tonight
to...
Tonight we have...
MK after this?
Yes,
after
we the have pool? The okay. Halloween party.
Oh, that's right.
That we... I did not get to take advantage of my annual pass discount on because we didn't decide to go until that morning.
Oh.
We're like...
So you couldn't use it then?
No. Oh. You have to get it. Before, I guess I could have bought it the day before.
Okay.
But it's only like a $5 discount anyway. So.
And we've had some questions about the Halloween party, which we'll discuss in another episode. But
yep. So we get to Magic Kingdom about 4 o'clock, pretty much. And we go.
Had a good time. You got a chance to take a picture of Toad from Toad's Wild
Ride
for
you.
Me.
Yes.
As Clint Rochelle will be glad that we mentioned that.
Clint, listener Clint has told us that Craig better have some ink on his body in the shape of a toad as much as he talks about it.
So we were, and actually we were able to do 4 fast passes that I'd scheduled that morning. So we did fast pass for Tomorrowland Speedway with me and Boone. And this is for Boone, just so he could ride more. And Rachel and Boone rode Pooh with a fast pass. Rachel and Boone rode Under the Sea with a fast pass. And then me and Boone rode Dumbo with a fast pass. Rachel and Boone re-rode Dumbo.
Okay.
And then there's the 5:16 meltdown. I made sure I made a note of that.
Thank you for sharing.
Yes, that made...
They do happen.
Was that Rachel or was that...
That was a Boone
okay,
meltdown.
Okay, that's Boone.
I'm surprised. It would be more likely to be me than Boone, but... But it was a good 20-minute meltdown.
You met the Cavender?
Cadaver dance? Cadavers.
Yeah, can you say that?
The cadaver?
Cadaver.
No, I didn't meet them. I was walking by and they were taking some picture with a random
I like
family.
I like that picture here. Cadaver dance with a random family.
So
what fun did you do at the Halloween party?
We did several tastings at the Halloween party.
Nice.
We had the Jack Pop. From Sleepy Hollow, that was pretty good.
So that was Boone approved.
It was. It's kind of like cake and frosting, and I expected it to be cake and Cool Whip.
Oh,
so I was
a pleasant
little disappointed.
Surprise. Oh,
and not so pleasant. I prefer Cool Whip to frosting.
Oh, I do not.
So we had the.
And did you get the waffles?
Did not.
Oh,
no, because I got the Mickey waffles last year.
That's true.
And they were very good. So I wanted to try a few different things. We had the Hades nachos from Pecos Bill's. Uh-huh. They were spicy. Again, I enjoyed it, but I would prefer the nachos. I mean, the tots to the nachos.
Yeah, the Friars note.
Yeah. That's what I would go with. And let's see here. We got a frozen apple cider. That was good. That was at the Outpost.
Matthew would like that. Matthew loves apple cider, so
yes,
you should have brought him one for his birthday.
Yeah.
So we were on our way to Pirates to check that out. Pirates was a disappointing attraction.
Did they have the three live actors?
They did, and they were pretty bad. They just kind of yell stuff.
As Josh said,
so it was kind of like, "Yar, matey, you better look out."
As Josh said, there's in three different places on the ride, and they say lines.
One guy, one place on the ride, and then there's one at one of the
like where you get on the boat.
Right, you get on the boat, and there was one. There was actually two in the line, in the queue.
Oh, okay.
Set up in a few different places, but they never said anything to us, so it was just, I thought it was kind of disappointing.
Right.
I did space.
What was your take on space? I liked your thought on that, too.
Space was, it was pretty bad, too. It was dark, and I like the change of the music, but if you prefer the older music, just ride with your eyes closed, and it's just the same. The same thing.
And save at least $80, what you said.
Yeah. So it's not, I was disappointed in both the Pirates and the Space Mountain kind of retro fits.
Did you get to do Mad Tea Party?
I did Mad Tea Party. That was enjoyable with the music and the lights. That's the only one of the three that I actually liked. So,
and you said the Maleficent cone verdict?
Yes. Skip the cone and go with the Peter Pan float.
Okay.
For 20 cents more. It was not very good.
Now explain to me the comment you said, "I am unapologetic as to how much I enjoyed Clara's float."
Clara Cluck. Isn't that her name, Matthew?
Yes.
Her float in the parade.
Yeah.
She's, I don't know, every time she comes through, I'm smiling.
That's it.
That's the one.
I just can't help but smile when she's coming through.
My favorite is still the Gravediggers.
They had like a whole three section. They had the Gravediggers, they had a Madame Leota float with her headstone and a few other headstones on it. And the dancers like they usually do, but that was the best part of the parade.
Did you see was Dave Matthews there singing "Grave Digger"? When you dig my grave,
I don't know that Dave Matthews song.
You don't know that song?
No,
but I don't think you gotta look it up either.
You gotta look it up.
I did not see him though.
So that I can feel the rain.
We did. I did the parade twice, and Ray. We did not do the fireworks though. We just kind of hung around the Fantasyland area and watched the fireworks go off. Because we've seen them several times. There's a few more projections from what I'd seen on the castle.
Did you get lots of candy?
I'm not a big candy partaker.
Okay.
But Rachel is. So I think we did five things. I think we went through five of the lines.
Wait. I'm sitting here looking at the pictures and things. None of y'all dress up?
No, we did not.
What?
Oh, for not even shame. Boone?
We did not. Not Boone.
Man.
We didn't think he would cooperate.
Oh.
So.
That would be perfect for the Halloween party.
No. That's what they should be playing when they go by.
Now we're going to be sued for copyright music.
Oh, yeah. Now they're going to get us.
Dave will come after us.
I bet he will. Just like you, Rock, right?
Yeah, Rock.
So what were some other highlights?
So we got to meet
Goofy.
We wanted to meet Elvis Stitch, but the wait was just, it was about an hour and we didn't.
And you don't wait more than 5 minutes.
I don't. So. I think we waited about 15 for Goofy. The Hocus Pocus show is very good.
Yeah, yeah.
I watched the 12 o'clock showing of that.
And I think Josh said that too, didn't he? He said one of the best parts of the night.
I thought it was.
Hocus Pocus.
And I didn't realize this was its fourth year. I was looking back at some of the other party info, and it has been 4 years now that it's been going. And I didn't leave the park till almost 1 o'clock.
Now, what was the meat sweats? Is that the next morning, or is that?
Yes, that's the next day.
Okay.
So you're down to your final day now.
Yes.
What were the highlights? Where'd you go? What'd you do? When'd you start?
Another Magic Kingdom day. That's how we...
Was this a rope drop?
This was not. We slept in. I think we got up about 8:30 that morning and didn't leave the resort until 10. We didn't have fast passes until 10:30. Got to Magic Kingdom about 10:20. Fast pass under the sea, Speedway, Dumbo, each Rachel and Boone, and then we all rode Small World with a fast pass. The carousel. The carousel is... Do y'all get nauseous on the carousel?
I don't. My wife is not a fan of it.
I've noticed it. It must be my old age. I mean, I get a little nauseous on it now.
And I also see, again, from your notes here, amazing and also very Derek-esque. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 fast passes before 12:42.
Is that what it was?
Yes. You start at 10:40 and use 6 fast passes before 12:42.
Well, that was Boone that got to use 6 fast passes.
Okay, right.
Yeah, that was
right. But still, that's pretty good.
Yes, and we did have try the new bacon and chicken at the Liberty Square Market. I wouldn't recommend that. The bacon was real fatty, and the actual meat of the bacon is overcooked. Mm. And the chicken is...
How do you go wrong with bacon?
It's...
Bacon.
It's more like a pork belly than a bacon.
That's what it looked like, yeah.
But it was still just... And I enjoy pork belly, but that was just not good. And the chicken, again, it's another spicy... I guess Disney's trying to spice it up, but...
Sauce it.
They are.
Like Jim Ross.
They don't have to.
So any other highlights from the trip that we're forgetting?
Yeah, the mint julep at Casey's. I don't know if y'all have had that. That is very good if you like mint julep. We went back to Epcot after we had a little snack at Casey's, a little mini lunch at Casey's. Went back to Epcot and hit the character spot in Club Cool. We had to stop by Club Cool again. And we rode Soarin' Living with the Land and Soarin' and Living with the Land all with fast passes.
That's great.
So,
man,
very productive day with fast passes.
I had to go back and get my cutting board that day. And I did see Josh that day.
Oh, yeah?
Saw him in the Festival Center right after I picked up my cutting board. He was looking like he was fixing a party.
Well, good.
So,
he's always ready for a party
or a good bus stop. So that was it. It was really, really fun. I think we were okay with our fast passes. We weren't all over it like Matthew would be, but
here we go again. Matthew's just a wild animal out there.
Use it. We didn't. We tried to make it where Boone enjoyed as much as possible, and back to the Halloween party, because I talked about Boone remembering. And during the Christmas or during the Halloween party, they went to a trick or treat line that went through Country Bear Jamboree.
Uh-huh.
And Rachel said that he went, as they were going through it, he was going bears, bears. Oh. And it had been May since we had been there.
Yeah.
And we had only seen it once. And we did watch it again on this trip.
He's got good taste, Craig.
But it was
very good.
He really enjoys that show. And it just astounded me that he remembered it from May.
Did he ask about Tennessee Bear?
He did not.
Oh.
But I was watching that show, and Tennessee Bear is the most accomplished musician on the stage. He's the only one that plays two instruments.
Yep.
So. The guitar with one string.
And yep. and doesn't he pat his foot on something else?
I don't know.
I think so.
Blood on.
That's not Tennessee Bear.
Oh, sorry.
Well, Derek, it sounds like you had another magical Disney World vacation.
And Derek, how you mentioned this earlier, but again, how crowded was it overall? What would you put it between 1 and 10?
I checked touring plans, and they were putting it at like 2s and 3s. And it felt more crowded than that.
Okay.
But the lines didn't say that. I mean, there seemed to always be, on the rides that we were looking for, we were always able to get fast passes for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say it was a 4-ish.
But still not an 8 or 9, no. Anything like that.
Nope. Okay.
Sounds like an awesome, awesome trip.
It was fun, and we just really tried to focus on things that Boone would enjoy. So,
is there any tips, just real quick tips, that you would say taking a trip in September you would encourage?
less is more with clothing.
Did you take your over the door coat shoe rack?
Yeah. No, I did not.
Okay. Did you take your rain suit?
Nope. My slicker.
Your what?
Evidently, you didn't listen to.
I do have some advice for going in September.
What's that? What's happened? I don't know where.
Hey.
If you go on the 21st of September, you got to be packing that song.
I'm sorry, Derek.
I don't know what that means. September. I've not listened to that song closely enough to know that it's referring to the 21st.
Well, he did a dance to it last year at the high school.
Now you know.
He and two other guys did a dance to that at the high school. So that's what
Derek, we really do appreciate you going for the sake of this show.
Yes, thank you for sacrificing.
Thank you so much.
Research.
Yes. It's all in the name of
and
research.
And correct me if I'm wrong, aren't you planning another trip right away here for too long?
I'm not. Okay. I'm in the negotiations.
Okay. But Matthew has a trip planned in January?
Yes. Okay. I think we're always in a state of negotiation.
And I know some of our Michael and Mandy are planning a trip here during fall break. Mama Hey Joe Law. We'll try to get with them and try to get some.
Of course, Andrew.
And this is
in
just
November.
A couples trip. I mean, there are no kids, just those two. Oh, so
I did want to mention that I ran into a couple of listeners of ours.
Oh. Rip? You mean you ran into two of our listeners? Our two only listeners?
Yes.
Okay.
Listener Megan and her husband, I won't mention his name, because they listen to the show with their kids. So.
Yes.
So they will, we met them, which night was that? That was during the Halloween party we saw them when we were getting the Maleficent ice cream.
Okay.
So they were there, and they're going to be back in a few weeks with their kids. So I don't know if the kids know about that.
Well,
so
we've given advice to them as well.
We have.
Yeah.
So.
Well, good. So that's awesome.
They were there on a solo trip.
And you probably saw many, many, many more of our listeners. They just didn't know it was you.
Well.
You were wearing like fake facial hair.
Right.
A wig.
No, I was wearing the Grim Grinning Guys t-shirt every day.
Oh,
no.
Well.
Except for the last day. But
did you see Josh wearing his anywhere?
I did not. Oh. Josh was wearing his standard blue
fishing shirt. Of course.
We've got to get him an embroidered one.
Well, Derek, thank you again for sharing your info with us today. And speaking of sharing, that means caring. And we care enough about our listeners to bring to you this segment.
Grinning.
Greatness.
That was awesome. I like it.
That might be the best change we've made to the show is making Craig say it like that.
Yes, it does not get old.
Oh, man.
It really does. But.
Well, Derek, you're the one that's been traveling. Why don't you ask us?
Is it my turn? Well, I'm gonna refer to an email we received. How about that?
Hey, I like that.
Okay, for this Grim Grinning Greatness question, I'm going to defer to listener Ashley. But she wants to know that she's been to Disney World many times, and this will be their second trip with their daughter, who will be 3. Ooh, so that means they got to pay for her now.
Mm.
Ouch. Sorry. We're already full of positivity here, aren't we? We have never used the rider swap system, so. And they're also going to the Mickey's Not So Spooky Halloween party. And they want to see the Hocus Pocus show at 8:30 and then try to see the parade right after. Do you think it's possible for them to get to Frontierland and kind of see it from where Josh recommends it in Frontierland? So, and they don't want to stay for the second parade. I believe I'm the one that answered her, but Matthew may have answered her too.
Yes. Yes.
Did you answer too?
No, I did not, but I'm saying yes, it is possible. Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
No, I mean, I really do think she could make it. I think getting her... Is this a Grim Grinning Greatness question?
Yes, this is a Grim Grinning Greatness listener question.
I do think it's possible. I think as long as you're willing to kind of muscle your way around the park, it may be a little crowded, it may be a little hectic. But then again, as long as you feel comfortable navigating through crowds, which, I mean, I do, I think you can make it. Will you have an ideal spot to see the parade? Maybe not, but then again... I mean, it's such a great parade. As long as you can view it, I mean, you're going to be, I don't think you necessarily have to have a front row seat for it. As long as you get somewhere where you can see it, yeah, I mean, go for it. But Derek, you said otherwise, though.
I did. I'm the one that actually answered her. Yes.
Well, I'm answering her now.
I told her you were going to answer because you just got back.
Yes, Craig deferred.
Because you just got back and you have little ones.
Yes.
You know, so.
So I told her that she could do it, but I wouldn't recommend it. Because the Hocus Pocus show is not over with until 8:55 and the parade starts at 9:15. So she only had 20 minutes to get from the hub to Frontierland, which can be done. But if the crowds are bad, like you said, she may not get a very good viewing spot. So I would rather her stake out a spot for the show and the parade and just watch it all together in one spot.
Well, guys, I guess the way I'd answer that is it depends really on the crowd. I mean, it depends what kind of party you're at because some of those parties are not as big as the others, so it depends on what night. Did she say exactly what night she was going?
I did not see that.
Okay, so I think that would make a big difference for what I'm saying. I'm like you guys. I mean, I think it'd be tough, but again, it depends on the crowd whether you can do that or not. And you can gauge that by when you're there. So I know that's a vague answer, but that's the way I'd answer that question.
Listeners, we thank you for listening today. We appreciate Derek sharing some of his recent trip rundown thoughts with us. And ladies and gentlemen, we hope you'll come back next Monday for our, you guessed it, 1 year anniversary celebration.
Crazy.
That's amazing.
That we're still here and people are still listening.
It is. It is amazing. And speaking of amazing, as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghost.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back.